This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thank you for filling in.
This is Covino and Rich.
Oh, pass the gravy.
No problem, Dan Patrick. Our pleasure. Maybe this is a new tradition, Rich. We fill in every Thanksgiving.
I'm good.
It's the Lions, the Cowboys, and Covino and Rich.
Oh, yeah.
For the great DP.
Every year since 2022. I think we did it last year, too, no?
I think so, yeah, I think we did. Again, yeah. I'm Steve Covino. I'm live from Idaho right now, again, visiting my girlfriend's family for the holidays. And Rich is on the west side, live from L.A. The whole team is here. Perfette on the ones and twos playing the xylophones is Perfette. We got super producer Danny G at 877-99 on Fox. Shout out to Nick Cope. Shout out to the Danettes. And everybody, happy Thanksgiving. We're live from the Mercedes-Benz studio. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS. So we're going to do old school when 50 hits this hour. We're throwing it back. There's a story about Hall & Oates, and we're going to talk about falling outs. But the best story, I love this Coach Pop story, Rich. I really do, because the more I read the feedback, the more divisive and divisive I find it to be, and we might have to add this to the list of things not to bring up during Thanksgiving dinner today, because that old school family member of yours is going to say, Uncle Bart is going to say, fans buy tickets to a game, they can do whatever they want. Coach Pop, shut your mouth. Right?
Yeah.
And then there's going to be that younger guy who's going to say something like, well, it could be triggering to the fans, and Coach Pop made a great point, Uncle Bart.
Yeah, it's divisive, it's divisive. If you don't know what we're talking about, one last time, Perfette, play the clip, if you don't mind, of Popovich last night telling the fans to simmer down.
Kawhi with 8 points tonight, 3 of 5 from the floor, and it is only 3.
Excuse me for a second.
Pops on
the
mic.
Stop all the booing. Let these guys play. It's our old class. It's not who we are. Knock off the booing.
Pop telling the fans to lay off Kawhi Leonard, but that's not San Antonio.
Now, let's figure this all out together, Fox Sports Radio. We have our opinions, want to hear yours. Let's come to a conclusion. 877-99 on Fox. Hit us up at Covino and Rich, because here's some nuggets to think about, okay? No, I don't mean Denver Nuggets.
Oh.
Those little nuggets of fun and factual information because, you know, you see him take the mic and he's saying, stop the booing, and you're like, well, why? That's what we do. We boo the opposing players in fun, and some are still angry that Kawhi left and all that stuff. But Kawhi won with them.
I thought he was going to pull a Ravishing Rick Root for a second. I thought he was going to be like, stop the music. What I'd like to have right now. And I was like, what is Pop doing?
That would have been great.
Yeah.
And your fantasy come true.
It's for all you San Antonio sweat hogs to simmer down while I show the ladies what a real sexy man looks like. I thought he was going to pull a Ravishing Rick Rude.
But they continue to boo a little louder in that moment. And then they ask Popovich at the end of the game, well, what was going on? And you do see him embrace Kawhi because they have a relationship. So they embrace, they talk. He speaks to the press and he says, look, don't poke the bear. You don't poke the bear. And if you don't like it, you have to also realize, though, well, that makes sense, right? Because the booing's going to be counterproductive if now you're waking the sleeping giant known as Kawhi Leonard, because he did score 18 points after that. He scored 18 of his 26. So the booing, look, who knows Kawhi and how he operates better than Popovich, right? So he knows, well, we're better than this and we're classy, and that's what he said. But he also knows that if you boo Kawhi Leonard, you're just going to get under his skin and he's going to beat us, essentially. So again, he went on a tear after that. So if it was for the betterment of his team, do you now see it differently? Because, Rich, the feedback is so back and forth. Tom Brady, one of the first people I saw, Tom Brady said, love this. Love this. And I did too. I wasn't sure why. I just thought it was great. Rachel Nichols says, only Pop could do this.
That's my point, dude. I said, only Popovich. I said, there are maybe five coaches in all of sports that have the authority and the respect of the whole fan base. And for what Popovich has done for the San Antonio Spurs in South Texas, I mean, I'm not saying you have to agree with him, but I don't think no one's gonna come at Coach Pop on this one.
And then a lot of fans, Patrick Bet David says, stop booing in sports. Knock it off with this pansy type of stuff.
Yeah.
It's sports. Another fan says, man, they paid to get their ticket. They could boo all they want. I would boo more if someone told me to stop booing at a sporting event. And other fans are saying they just want him back in San Antonio. They just want Kawhi back. So look, this is back and forth. Either way, it was
cool to see. But you know what? Hold on. The person that does say, Covino, I got my ticket. That's a person that also has that dumb mentality of, like, customers always right. Like, you and I worked before Fox Sports Radio.
You don't know you're doing anything wrong by booing the opposing team.
No, I know. But I'm saying it's like Covino and I, before Fox Sports Radio, we worked for years at SiriusXM as a show. And there would always be those people that would tell you, like, you know, I pay your salary because they subscribe to SiriusXM.
Oh, I'm a subscriber.
Yeah, I'm
your guys' boss.
I'm your boss. And it's like, in my mind, I'm like, it doesn't work that way. The same way, because you buy a ticket doesn't mean, like, you earn the right to do everything. But you could boo. I'm not talking out of both sides of my mouth. I'm just saying I don't like the type of person.
It's okay, because you could see both sides
of the
story.
I'm the customer.
Yeah, and Rich, you need to tighten up your brakes on the Pop channel a little bit.
Just a little bit. I know you're my boss. You're a subscriber.
That's funny. And Danny G's right about that.
What's up, Spot?
We talked earlier this week on Covino and Rich in the afternoon about the Monday Night Football game. What was it? Valdez-Scantling?
Yeah.
And how we were saying our fans too hard on the players when they mess up. Why do we have that? We don't have this right. It's entitlement.
There is an entitlement that we do have to
We also speculated on the 25-8 news cycle, which is social media. It's like, I get it. You're mad that he lost the game, but, you know, there's got to be a point where you lay off the guy a little bit.
Your thoughts at Covino and Rich, and of course, 877-99 on Fox. That's a good story this morning. Popovich telling the crowd, simmer down.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Covino, you need to play more Incubus on your channel.
Thanks.
If not, Danny will be unhappy. He is your boss and all.
I mean, yeah, he pays our salaries.
He pays the bills. By the way, if you were curious, the result of that game, Clippers did win 109-102. So maybe Coach Pop was onto something.
Right. So that's the other part of the story. Like, you could have your feelings of, it's a sporting event. How soft are we? Relax. You could boo. But if Coach Pop's thinking was, I'm trying to win this game and you guys are getting in the way of that, doesn't that change things a little bit? Don't poke the bear.
Kawhi put up 26. Wemby put up
18
22.
After that, though.
Yeah, 18 after the little outburst. So, hey, you know what? The fun story in the NBA, and of course, a lot of good football today. We're going to go over a parlay that I think is money, baby, money. But I have a question for you, Covino. I just popped in my head.
Well, you also posed the question before, and you never gave the answer.
Coach popped.
Hey, this coach popped in my head. Yeah, what do you got, Cove?
No, you posed the question, Bozo. A trivia question?
A question of trivia. Oh, yeah. The one team that never played. on Thanksgiving Day.
You know, there's Rich's- a lot of people on the edge of their seat who didn't get out of their car yet, and the apple pie's getting cold, and they're waiting for you to tell them what the answer was.
Rich told-
he said, don't Google it.
He said, don't Google the answer. He has to Google the question to remember what it was.
I was like, what the hell is this guy talking about?
The millions answer. Millions of people waiting.
You know, Nick Cope immediately knew.
I saw him jump out of his seat. He's like, oh.
Nick, who's doing the update across the land. What's up, Nick? Can we put on Nick's mic?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Happy Thanksgiving,
happy
by the way.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Nick's a big Niners fan like I am, so you got your
ready
Niners
to go.
Shirt on.
Got to wait all day, though, man.
Oh, it's going to be nice, though. Out here on the West Coast, it's like a dinner time game. After dinner, because you have Thanksgiving early, usually. So 5:20 out here on the West Coast.
It's a turkey sandwich game.
Now, am I wrong by saying the last time our Niners played might have been that Harbaugh ball?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah, whatever that was, like 10, 11, 12 years ago or something.
But they played tonight. Now, what is the one team that has never played?
It kind of makes sense that they haven't played on Thanksgiving, considering we ship them across the pond all the time, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Correctamundo, Nick Cope, everybody. Thank you, Nick.
So they're the only Jacks. Team that hasn't played on Thanksgiving.
Well,
yeah,
because
they're British. They're half British. They don't believe in Thanksgiving.
They're half British. And, you know, Nick's right. There's two factors. They're one of the newer franchises in the big picture, so that's one. And two, you're right, they are always shipped wherever we need to send a international game, so the Jags have afforded themselves Thanksgiving off every year. And they're really not a marquee team that you'd want to throw on a holiday. They're doing well now, but historically, not a marquee team. All right, rando question for you, buddy boy. Now, it's an interesting one because I saw this happen and it made me laugh. Have you ever... I'm going to paint a scenario, and you tell me if you think this is legit or not. It has to do with planning a trip around the sporting event. And not bamboozling anyone, but sort of burying the lead. You know, sometimes when you bury the lead, some people get mad, and some people don't even realize you're burying the lead. My buddy Nicole, who I worked with for years in New York... She's in the Bahamas for Thanksgiving week. And I was like,
sipping on Calix.
I was like, must be nice.
Must be nice.
And I go, what? How'd that come about? She's like, oh my God, my husband surprised me. And he said, we're going to the Bahamas for a week. And I'm like, oh, that's badass. Going away for Thanksgiving week sounds pretty damn cool to me. Yeah, we're going to the Atlantis in the Bahamas. I'm like, that place is sick. Look at you.
She's going to the Cove.
But,
going down that water slide with the sharks in it.
But here's the funny part. The part of the story her husband buried was, oh, yeah, by the way, the real reason we want to go is because he's a huge North Carolina fan. They're playing in that college basketball Atlantis tournament. So they're watching basketball games while they're there.
Oh, wow.
So still okay. A vacation to the Bahamas. But do you need? Is it okay to bury the lead on something like that? Like, honey, we're going to Vegas
for the Raiders.
Isn't
the Raiders
that one
game.
Of your tricks? That's sort of one of Rich's tricks, where Rich will pretend that he wants to spend quality time with his wife. Meanwhile, his team is off that night.
It's a good trick, Danny. Your
that's
wife
burying the lead.
Your wife is a Raiders fan with you, which is sort of the bond you have, correct?
Yeah, her entire family.
Yeah, which makes it nice, makes it easy. But what if she wasn't? And you're like, babe, we're going to Vegas. And she's like, oh my God, a romantic weekend in Vegas? And you're like, yeah, yeah. And we're going to the Raiders game. Can you bury the sports into a vacation with the wifey if she's not a big fan?
I mean,
because it's still a trip, right?
If she's not a big sports fan, then you got to kind of split things up and make sure that you do some things that she likes first. And then you're like, okay, now we're on the way to the stadium or arena.
I get it, Rich, bearing the lead, and that's the real reason, so it does take away a little bit from the gesture, but this is a win-win. That's how you got to look at it. It's a win-win for both people here.
Yeah, I thought that too. I thought it was funny, though, because at first it was, I'm going to the Bahamas for Thanksgiving week. I'm like, oh, Nicole, that's great. And then she's like, oh, yeah, Matt, I didn't know there was a big basketball tournament at the Atlantis and North Carolina's playing, and that's why we're going. And I'm like, you know what? Still a free trip, but I think people are good at doing that. Men and women both do that, where they will throw out a fun idea, and it turns out like we're only doing this because of blank. If it's still fun, Do you care if the reason's for something else?
Honey, I got you a big screen TV for Christmas. Really, it's just for you to watch football on, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks. You know, for the family, and so you can watch Selling Sunset. But really, just for your Sunday and Thanksgiving football.
Correct. So I just figured I'd throw it out there. Just I feel like every guy has done that one time or another where...
Yo, dude, flip the shoe. That's a saying I made up.
Flip the shoe?
Flip the script, put the shoe on the other foot. Yeah. Flip the shoe, right? If your wife or girlfriend or whoever came to you and said the opposite, and they're going to take you somewhere, but they have, like, I don't know, some woman's thing to do.
Oh, I got it. What if it was Vegas?
My answer would be absolutely, I wouldn't care at all. I'd be like, I'm still on this free trip.
We're simple.
Yeah, but still, then tell your friend Nicole that she's overcomplicating it. Like, I get that he buried the lead, but the fact is she's still going to the Bahamas.
Like, imagine, didn't they just have, what was the women thing? Didn't they have BravoCon?
I feel like
I saw that on social media. Like,
where was BravoCon?
You were there, please.
I think it might have been.
Acting like you didn't go.
I had my Andy Cohen foam finger.
All right, let's say BravoCon was in Miami. I don't know, like a sweet destination, right?
Yeah.
And your wife's like, we're going to Bravo. I mean, we're going to Miami. You think I'm going to be mad because she's going to BravoCon? So that's how you got to look at it.
I think it's still fun regardless.
Exactly. That's how it has to be viewed, period.
I'm just saying that it's funny because men and women both do it where sometimes you bury the lead. And then the BravoCon is a funny example. Let's say it was in Miami and your wife said, yeah, we're going away with another couple, South Beach, for the weekend. You'd say, oh, sweet. I'm in. Let's do it. And then you find out because she's going to BravoCon.
Would you really be disappointed?
I wouldn't care at all.
As long as you don't have to be involved, I wouldn't care at all.
But then again, what if you had to go to BravoCon?
Yeah, that's true. I guess that does change a little bit, but not much.
Just an interesting thought. I was like, oh, that, because I remember her telling me I'm going to the Bahamas for Thanksgiving week, and then I see on her social media her sitting at a UNC game, and I'm like, oh, that's why. All right, cool.
Now, I have a question for you, buddy boy.
Yeah.
You know, we were just talking Coach Pop. And how he grabbed the mic.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I have a follow-up about the vacation stuff. Go ahead.
All right, go ahead. When I was a younger man,
I'll be honest, this is one of... You know when you look back at an old relationship and there's moments where you know, like, yo, this person's not right for me? We all know that, right? Like, you could be like, yeah, that was a good sign that she sort of stunk. Let me ask Nick Cope, the update guy, this, because he's a Niners fan.
Stink, stunk.
You know a relationship is bad sometimes. I remember I was with an ex, and we were taking, and this wasn't a planned thing. We were down in Florida. We did a little Disney type of little couples weekend. And it just so happened that the 49ers played the Bucks in a playoff game. And it's not that bad of a drive. And I proposed, like, hey, we'll go to Disney these couple days, and I got tickets for the 49ers-Bucks playoff game. She put up such a stink, and we didn't go. And I remember thinking, it's a bad woman.
Yeah.
No?
Come on.
I mean, if you're somewhere and something like that pops up.
I mean,
up,
I only know one side of the story. What did you do? What did you do, Tweedledum?
No, but I was like, hey, we're going to have plenty of time in Disney on our trip. But like, hey, there's one day. Let's dip away, drive to Tampa, and check out the Niners game. She's like, that's not part of our vacation.
Didn't she catch you flirting with Snow White or something?
That's true.
Gaston.
Oh, it was Gaston. My bad.
But I just, the Niners, I mean, got, the Niners,
Gaston,
got,
is handsome.
The, I mean, Niners got crushed, by the way. That was the year, I believe, the Bucks went on to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That was right after the crazy playoff game against the Giants.
Yes.
The comeback.
And I just remember being like, wow, she's like, doesn't care at all that, A, I was able to acquire the tickets if I wanted them. And then she's like, no. I'm like, wow, she doesn't care about what I care about. Done.
Sounds like you didn't care about what she cared about.
Well, let's go to your phone calls. A lot of people still calling about Coach Pop. Covino, so you want to do a couple quick phone calls?
I want to actually add to the story real quick and get to the phone calls at 877-99 on Fox. We're going to talk more about it later, but we did talk about it on our show earlier this week, how Brady was saying that the NFL's a little soft now. And I know there's an update to that story, but maybe this is adding to that soft culture that we are sort of living in, and that's why some old school guys don't necessarily vibe with what Pop was doing yesterday. So again, we see two stories this week that make you say, is it soft or is it actually just him manning up in this moment?
I mean, again, you said the Brady thing that we're going to get to later, but Spot pointed out a couple minutes ago when Valdez-Scantling missed that, you know, it was a tough catch, but he missed the game winner. And Tyreek Hill was quick to be like, you guys, it's not as easy as you think, all right? Lay off him. Like, other guys in the league were coming to his defense. So it is interesting. Greg in Dallas, we'll start with you. Kavino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick. What's up, Greg?
Well, first of all, I remember Sam Weiss getting on the mic in Cincinnati saying, quit booing, we're not Cleveland, which was kind of funny.
You know, Greg, hold on. Greg, hold on one second. Danny G pulled that clip, so let's reminisce together. Take a listen to Sam Weiss back in the day.
Will the next person that sees anybody throw anything onto this field, point them out, or get them out of here? You don't live in Cleveland. You don't live in Cincinnati.
You don't live in Cleveland was what won the crown over, right? You don't live in Cleveland.
December 89, Bengals fans were pelting the refs with snowballs, right, Danny G?
Yeah, I thought that was the funniest thing when I was a kid. They were upset at the refs. They were throwing snowballs at them. And then, of course, great old Sam Weiss, rest in peace, he grabbed the stadium PA microphone.
That's was awesome. Missing from the pop thing. He should have said, we're not in Houston here.
Or he should have said, we're not in Dallas. San Antonio and Dallas have a nice little rivalry.
Yeah.
But regardless, you know, Pop's got the right to do that, okay? And if I bought a ticket, I've got the right to go, I'm going to ignore you. And if the Spurs don't like it, they can kick me out and refund my money. It's just the way it goes.
That's,
you know,
true.
And Kawhi's making, what, $500,000 to get booed? I mean, I think that's a pretty cool life.
You know, it is a pretty cool
life. By the way, there's a difference cool life between a boo and difference between going below the belt.
Yeah, they're not starting the malice here over this. Yeah.
Right. Like, booing? That's like, that goes back to when people went to sporting events in trench coats and top hats.
Well, I think we're going to give you the, Kavito, do you know the history of booing?
It just goes back to probably the gladiator days.
Don't Google it. I'll give you the answer coming up.
No, but I'm, you know what I mean? But it's one thing to boo somebody, another thing to talk about their mama, right? So, look, he was poking the bear. That's the other thing. Poking the bear.
Nathan, you're on in Tennessee. What's up, Nate? Nate the Great.
How you guys doing? I love the show.
Thanks, man.
I think people are just tired of Popovich and like guys like Steve Kerr telling you what to do and what to think. They should just coach basketball and call it a day.
Listen, that's a sentiment I don't necessarily agree. I mean,
not a fan of it.
But there are a lot of people that are like, yo, dude, stop telling me about this. Stop telling me about your issues. Stop grabbing the mic. Coach. I don't agree with that, but Nathan, you share the sentiment of a lot of people.
The coach is, you know, kind of
a big screen tells you what to do. It tells you to make some noise.
That's true.
Make some noise.
But a coach is like the head figure of the team, not necessarily the face, but the head figure. They're the dad.
All right, well, hey, we got more CNR in for Dan Patrick coming up right here on Fox Sports Radio. Hang tight. Happy Thanksgiving.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Happy Thanksgiving. Thankful to be here. Thankful for you. Thankful for all the feedback at Covino and Rich, 877-99 on Fox. If you dig our show, hey, we're on Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. on the West, 5 p.m. on the East. That's 3 p.m. out here in Idaho. I'm in Idaho right now. Everybody else in Los Angeles. But
are you doing that time zone math that parents are terrible at?
Yeah, well, it's an hour ahead here in Idaho.
I just realized that. I just realized Idaho's in mountain time.
Yeah. We're live from Mercedes-Benz Studios. And again, happy Thanksgiving.
Potato time in Idaho.
Potato time.
Popovich, fun story. Thanksgiving football. We got three games. Now, I have to ask, when it comes to wagering and gambling, I got to throw this at you, and I need you to tell me, where could this possibly go wrong? Yeah, I love to play this game of where could my parlay go wrong, but let's take one last phone call about the Popovich stuff from Brad in North Carolina. Brad, you're on with Covino and Rich. Hey, buddy.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
No problem, man. What's up?
Well, I'll tell you, sports are... That's the thing that really saved my life. I actually had my own gang when I was 12. And I wanted to play baseball, but I had to live by the code. And that's something that I think we've lost, is that code of ethics. And so I know I'm the old head here, but, too much of our lives right now are run by mob mentality. And I actually appreciate, I don't like Pop, but I like what he did because it shows that somebody's willing to step up and be willing to be criticized for standing up for some, like, a code of honor.
Yeah, regardless, yep. It was a classy move. He's saying we're better than that. There's nothing wrong with trying to be better. And he was right at the beginning, middle, and end of the day, where he knows Kawhi enough to say, you're getting under his skin, and he's going to beat us if you continue to do this. and he turned it on after that. So he was right about it. Look, it's a push, whether you like it or not. And that's why it's a tough story and a tough debate. It's a push because he has the right. He's earned the right. He's Popovich. He's won there. He's a legend. He has the right to grab the mic and say that, but the fans still have the right to boo. It's like, hey, Rich, you have the right to go to a nudie bar on a guy's trip, but your wife also has the right to be a little annoyed by that.
And I have the right.
Are you implying something?
I have the right not to tell her.
Weren't you guys? Weren't you guys just on a guy's trip?
And hope that
I'm just no, no, no. But I'm
hope
saying
that
it's
my
a
friend
push.
Doesn't bring it up.
It's a push is the point. That's what I mean. It's like, you know, there's no one right or wrong in this scenario because, really, Pop was right. You're
listen,
poking
dude,
the bear. That's really what he was getting at.
Dude, listen, we live in a world where, and I get it, because we do this every day and we have fun with it. We live in a world where you're going to get the best results with an opinionated hot take and you run with it. But this story doesn't require a hot take. I don't adamantly have to think one thing or the other. You're absolutely right. Popovich has earned the right to do that. One of the few people that has garnered the respect to do it. But
Steve Kerr's an interesting one. Our caller brought up Steve Kerr. I would say
he does absolutely.
He's on that level too, and we left him out. You know, Belichick, Popovich, Kerr.
Yeah, like I said,
Joe Torre. You mentioned
Torre back in the day. The respect he had from Yankees fans. But yeah, no, they had the respect. But at the same time, you as a fan go there. You can boo. You can't yell dumb, racist, terrible, rude. You know, wrong things.
Right. Exactly.
Well, here's what Pop had to say about not poking the bear.
Well, I think anybody that knows anything about sports, you don't poke the bear.
But you told the fans that it was...
I just told you why I did it.
What? Can you clarify that, though? What?
I spoke English. I just told you. Anybody that knows anything about sports knows you don't poke the bear. That's my answer.
Is that reporter, like, a dope? Like, what doesn't he get?
They
don't poke the bear.
Can you
elaborate? Yeah, Kawhi's a good player. Don't poke the bear. Like, does he need the phrase "don't poke the bear" explained?
Maybe they were confused. They're like, Refrigerator Perry. Who do you speak
don't, don't,
of?
Don't put Justin Fields. Don't what bear? What Yogi? What come on. Don't poke
who
the bear.
Who does he mean? I don't know. He made it very clear. He was agitated by the whole thing. But a great story and a fun debate, or maybe one you avoid on Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, we got Tom Brady news we're going to get to. Believe it or not, Hall of Notes in the news. And a deep thought about Travis Kelce. And Danny G, being that we're filling in for Dan Patrick, do I have to put money in the jar if I say his girlfriend's name?
You sure do.
Damn it.
That jar, that punish jar, follows you everywhere.
Damn it. Okay.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
I thought it applied also to Travis Kelce.
It does.
A dollar. Oh, a dollar for you then, too.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And by the way, IOUs are not just as good as money, so you better start bringing... You know those singles you used on our guys' trip?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You need to... I don't know if you have any left, but you need to bring those singles to the office.
By the way, I'm just saying allegedly. Let's just say when we were in Denver, I visited an adult establishment.
You have the right.
What is it called? Hold on. I got to look it up now. Is it Shotgun Willie's? Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Shotgun Willie's.
You know why? Because coincidentally, I saw those matchbooks all over the Airbnb we had.
I don't know what you're talking about again. Shotgun Willie's. Let's just say... We got a ride home after the night of fun.
Did you know?
The manager of the place said that they actually got positive press out of that. That was the place.
Out of your appearance?
Out of me being there. Oh. No, that was the place Ja Morant waved the gun.
Oh.
Did you know that?
It was just called Willie's first, right?
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But
we'll
by the way,
we'll be back Monday afternoon.
I'm not sound like a Thanksgiving Day perv. But the talent? Not bad. So, Shotgun Willie's, that was the place where Ja Morant waved the gun. And I go, yeah, did that give you guys, you know, was that not good? And they go, no. It was like, it was good press. I'm like, good press that Ja Morant waved the gun here?
In what scenario was Rich that he was talking to the manager of this place?
He talks to everybody.
I talk to everybody, Spot. I talk to everybody.
Yeah, you surprised by this?
But John Morant apparently will be very well prepared, Danny G, to say either Travis Kelce or Taylor Swift's name. $2.
Apparently, I'd buy that for a dollar.
The rumor is that the night he was waving that gun around in the strip club, he asked for $30,000 in singles. That's a lot of singles. $30,000?
I don't even think banks keep that much.
I was like, I guess an adult establishment like that has to keep that on standby in case that you have a baller come in. But $30,000 in singles was the rumor. So
he went to the ATM 5,000 times.
I don't know how we got here, but
and it was a squirt gun, right?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how we got here. How did we get here, Covino? How do we get to talking about Chuck and Willie's?
Does it matter, really?
I don't know how your mind works.
We're talking about the dollar jar.
Yeah, the dollar jar.
Oh, the dollar jar. We do have a Travis Kelce story I want to get to.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
I want to get to this Tom Brady story. I'm going to be broke by the end of the day. But I want to play a quick round of where could this parlay go wrong? Because there's three games today.
If you have to ask.
And this is, you know, again, I want to firmly tell you my stance because I think that this is a no-fail parlay. But you could tell me, Rich, here's where it goes wrong, and that's where we get interactive with you at 877-99 on Fox. The three favorites today, Moneyline parlay them. Why not? The Lions at home against the Packers. The Cowboys at home against the Commanders. And the Niners at Seattle. If you take the Lions, Cowboys, Niners in a three-team Moneyline parlay, don't worry about covering some of these touchdown plus point spreads. Where does that go wrong? Feel free to let me know what you think because right now I'm thinking.
So Moneyline parlay, Lions, Cowboys, Niners.
Yeah, and listen, I don't want to be too much of a Niners homer, but I can't see. That's the one where it's like, well, it's in Seattle. Niners on the road.
Geno's playing.
Geno's playing, but he's a little banged up. I just think the Niners, the last 2 weeks look hot. So I don't think like the Niners are slumping anymore. They're healthy.
What's the line on that game right now?
7. Niners by 7. The first game is Lions by 8.5 over the Packers. They're at home.
I would say that's your answer, though. That would be the only one in question, that seems.
The Packers are something. I'm not saying they're hanging around, but they're 4-6. They're not awful. And Jordan Love has shown signs of like he's decent, but then other times they look like trash. So, I don't know. Perfett, you're a Lions guy. You can't see your team losing today, right?
By all accounts and metrics, and my friend Jeremy, who I do a podcast with, who likes to really crunch the numbers, he's of the opinion that the Packers are actually worse than the Bears as far as efficiency in all phases of the game.
So
I think I'm going to be honest, anywhere it might break, it might be the Cowboys.
The Commanders have played the Eagles tough. The Commanders have played some good teams tough.
It's a divisional game for them. Like, we know the Cowboys' defense is really good, and they've been on fire for a couple games. But you remember, like, earlier in the season, they had those games where it's, like, coming off that 40-0 in the Giants, and suddenly they're stumbling and bumbling.
Yeah.
Like, they could rear that ugly head at any time.
I know they were playing from behind a lot, but what did we learn the other day, Danny, on our show when we did some trivia? Sam Howell has more passing yards than anyone else in the NFL right now. Nick Cope, our update guru, Niners fan, where does this parlay go wrong if you did money line with the favorites today?
I do tend to lean with our team, honestly, just because they're on the road. It is a divisional game.
Yeah.
Seahawks are desperate. They took a bad loss last weekend. Night game. I don't know.
I still feel very confident in it. I think
I feel good about our team as well. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they just struggled a little bit. The Seahawks, you know,
I think that's the toughest battle too. Yeah. So I actually agree with Nick Cope.
And if I lose money, I'm eating leftovers all week anyway, right?
I mean, so, adds to the fun. Yeah, adds to the fun. Thanksgiving fun.
So I'm locking it in. You could use our code at DraftKings anytime, by the way. See our show at DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm going Lions, Cowboys, Niners, money line parlay. It sort of pays even money because you're giving a lot of points. But, I mean, just have a little fun in on the action. Maybe I'll do some player props as well. I don't know what you guys are down with. But Lions, 8.5-point favorites. Dallas, 13.5. And Niners, 7. 7.5, depending on where you're looking. But I like a money line parlay. Just all the favorites. All right, we got more CNR. in for Dan Patrick. We're going to go old school next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Happy Thanksgiving. Live from Idaho, shout out to Fox Sports Boise 99.9. And, of course, Rich Davis, live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios in Los Angeles.
What up, man?
What up, buddy? Covino and Rich. What a duo, huh?
Oh.
We're like the Hall & Oates of radio, bro.
I hope not, because there's an update in the world of Hall & Oates we're going to get to.
I know all about it.
In a few seconds. By the way, if you're hosting Thanksgiving, God bless you, because my wife and I are, and I know the minute I get home, I'm going to walk into a kitchen of disarray. Stuffing, my favorite. I don't know about you.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Got that turkey brining for the last couple days.
Well, I love the stuffing, but the turkey ass is the best part.
Turkey ass.
Everybody knows that.
It's true. Mm.
So I want everybody to start thinking about the food, thinking about the fixings, thinking about Santa coming, right? Is the parade on now or no?
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
It's on now?
Yeah.
Enjoy the parade. Enjoy your fixings. Enjoy your friends and family, your hometown. Last night, biggest party night of the year.
By the way, is my wife the only person that someone could bring a beautiful bowl of homemade cranberry sauce?
I wonder where you were going with that.
Yeah, I didn't know you were talking
about California, after all.
A beautiful bowl that you could smoke out of. No.
I thought it was part of your tradition, the old wake and bake.
The old bowl.
The old Thanksgiving wake and bake? No, that's not my style. But someone could bring a beautiful bowl of homemade cranberry sauce. And my wife wants the cranberry sauce that's shaped like a can that looks like dog food.
Absolutely not.
And I want to smear it in her face.
She'll slice and Spot, I don't blame
you. Slow down there, Matt Rife.
That's trash behavior.
You know, I'm being serious. Spot and I have shared many a Thanksgiving together at each other's homes and stuff. And Spot is the type that makes like a fresh, nice cranberry sauce.
I'm
and
he
was
today.
He was
touch
insulted.
Of orange juice.
Yeah.
Yo, well, orange peel, so the cinnamon stick.
Perfect. He was insulted that my wife's like, no thanks. And she opens a can and slices like dog food.
Yeah, I'd be insulted too.
Right?
So if your wife or husband is like, my wife, you're not alone.
Might as well serve the turkey out of a can.
Oh, man.
She grew up on those little Hostess pies.
Damn. Oh, by the way, I have to promise, I have to follow through with all my promises today. The history of booing.
Oh, you were
remember
serious
I said
about
I was going to tell you the history
oh,
of
no,
booing?
Oh, no, look at the clock. It's 50
oh,
after.
Oh, thank no. God. There's a certain... Yeah!
What we going to do right here is go back. Back into time.
Throwing it back for a Thursday. Old school when 50 hits. At 50 after, CNR give you the time capsule topic, and we reminisce together.
Yeah!
By the way, the history of booing just got an update. It all stopped on this miracle day, the biggest party night of the year.
Yeah.
In 2023, when Coach Pop said no more.
The date was November 2nd, 2023, when one Gregory Popovich.
Exactly.
But by all the way, right. The history of booing, I got to tell you. For
all right, fine.
While people have expressed their displeasure, since ancient times, the English word boo comes from the low sound that sounds similar to a cow's moo. And in the late 1800s at theaters, when people didn't like the performance, they would cry with a boo.
That's why I boo like that when I'm at the game.
I'd appreciate everyone stop booing.
If you missed us talking about the whole Popovich thing and
man, I Thanksgiving thought the turkey sound effects were bad.
Catch it on the podcast. Now, on our regular show, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. on the West, Covino and Rich. Every Thursday, we throw it back on a Thursday. Old school when 50 hits. When 50 hits in life. When 50 hits on the clock. Time to reminisce a little bit. And just so happens that a dynamic duo we grew up with, 80s icons, 80s legends, Hall & Oates, are in the news this week. And it's not good. And it's a shame, really, because, man, were they magical. I don't think Hall & Oates gets enough credit for how many amazing songs they have that were part of our childhood.
My mom still thinks they're black.
I was just going to say.
They got soul. They got
so much soul. Like, they were one of the most misleading groups of the 80s because you didn't expect them to look that way. You know, Daryl Hall has so much soul that when you see, you're like, that's the guy? And then John Oates looks like Baba Booey. And together, they were magic. Now, here's the side little nugget, Rich, that you might not know. You always look at John Oates as like the little guy with the mustache who's playing the bass, going doo 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 doo.
Yeah.
But he did co-write a lot of those songs. So they really were a duo. He wrote a lot of those songs. But now, as of this week, Daryl Hall filed a lawsuit against John Oates. Breach of contract, and Daryl Hall actually filed for a restraining order. He got the restraining order on John Oates, and there's like a lot of speculation as to why, and I think part of the reason is because John Oates is performing their songs like on the road doing his own thing by himself.
So you're telling me there's a restraining order? Like Hall and Oates can't be in the same room?
I think Daryl Hall had enough. But it's a sad story.
There's so many things I think of. First of all, I think about the 2000s when you and I first started working together.
Yeah.
Hall & Oates came up and we asked one of our old interns, hey, can you call up a couple Hall & Oates song? And the girl that was our intern thought we said Holland Oates. She didn't know who Hall & Oates was.
Yeah, she thought it was a person.
So ooh. Who's Holland Oates?
Yeah.
And
I can't go for that.
Booter.
So this got us thinking, in the world of sports and music, what breakups bothered you? What people separated a team and a city, a player and a team, a band, a group? What breakups hurt you?
Who are these duos that are so hateful that should be thankful on this Thanksgiving?
We'll take your feedback next. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your football today. And we'll take your feedback next. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.